Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in this episode, we are looking at the question, which is, what are the key elements of a strong personal brand for a mortgage broker? Because personal branding, in my opinion, is probably one of the most underutilized things. In fact, it needs to be used more as mortgage brokers, and I think it's slammed upon. I was recently actually at an event and I heard someone say that personal brand is a waste of time. It's just, you should be building a business brand, and a personal brand is something that only small business owners do because they can't be bothered to build a business brand, which I've never heard a biggest load of, I was going to swear then, rubbish in my life. That's completely rubbish. In fact, because if you look at some of the biggest businesses out there, look at Elon Musk, the reason they're so successful is because of their personal brand, and the personal brand elevates the business brand. And if Musk does something bad, then it changes the stock price, and vice versa, does something good, changes the stock price. Personal brand is massive, and especially when you're in the line of working with people, you're in the people business, which is what you are as a mortgage broker. Because realistically, the products you sell are pretty much, they're regulated. There's no real differentiator between you and your competitor because of the products you sell. Because you can't do that, because regulation stops the heavy amount of innovation, then what you have, all you have, is the ability to build your brand and people to choose you because they like you. So personal branding is massive. And so what are some of the key elements you need to focus on? When it comes to key elements, there are three. I talk about these all the time. I break this down. I don't actually talk about this in the blueprint. It used to be, but it's not in there anymore. But there are three things, okay? You need to have clarity. You need to have creativity. Consistency. And then you need to have creativity. Okay, I gave away the third one. So you need to have clarity, consistency, and creativity. These are the things that you need to have when it comes to being successful and building a personal brand. These are the elements. Now, you have all sorts of stuff, be authentic, do this, but none of this stuff is very practical. And this is the bit I find very hard and confusing whenever I'm working with clients, that people get stuck in the weeds of this. They start talking about, I need to be authentic, share my message, and show who I really am. And all of that stuff has elements to it and value to it, but a lot of the time that's just stuff that is thrown at you to make it sound more confusing than it needs to be, so that you think that building a personal brand is difficult, because it's not. Okay, follow these three things. So let's break this one down. So the first one we have, as I said, was clarity. So if we have clarity, what does this mean? This is clarity of message. So you have clarity of message. So this effectively is, so with the clarity of message, I don't remember if it's A-G-E or E-G-E. My dyslexia is killing me in this one, so it's fine. So clarity of message is effectively, what is it that you're trying to talk about? What is it, the thing that you are standing for? You also have clarity of image. So clarity of image is, what do you look like? This can be the logos, the branding, the colors, what you wear. So again, the elements of this breaking down to a personal brand ecosystem, in which I'm not going to go too deep into on that. I'm sure I've covered that in many episodes in the past, and I'll cover it again, and I'm sure in the future. But this is your physical identity, your digital identity, your image. The clarity of image that you have is important. And you also have clarity of product. Okay, so what is it that you actually sell? What is that goods or service that you sell? Now, as a broker, obviously, it's mortgages, but are you clear about that? What is it specifically that you sell to people? Do you sell mortgage insurance? Do you sell a complete mortgage package, which I would class as the mortgage, the life insurance, the critical illness cover, the home insurance, the solicitors, the whole lot, the full mortgage package? What is your product? Now, why do you need to be clear on it? Honestly, it's around 8 seconds. So we have about 8 seconds, if I could write here. The reason why this is important is it's 8 seconds for a human attention span. That's roughly what we have now. So if you've got 8 seconds for somebody to make a decision on whether they like you or not, if you are trying to be super funky, super out there and trying to be just different and show my authentic self, if I can't work out what you do in 8 seconds, I'm moving on to the next person. And you do not want that. That is a massive no-no. You don't want that at all. Because the problem you have with that is that if that is what you're doing, if it very much, like I said, is 8 second, like that they move on to a competitor, then you are leaving money on the table. And so this is why, if you ever hear me talk about stuff, I'm always talking about the first thing you should focus on is getting super clear. Stop talking about personal content. Stop doing that. Just talk about the one thing. And that one thing, if it's mortgages, go all in. But you need to have that real clear clarity of what is your message, what is your image, what is your product. And if you know what they are, that's going to start to build your personal brand, because you're building clarity around that brand. From there, we have consistency. So if we've got consistency now, what do we need to be consistent? Once we've got this clear image, we need to be consistent with our content. We need to be consistent with our message. We need to be consistent, again, with our product. We need to be consistent with our discipline, which I cannot spell. Discipline is going to be just scribbled in my dyslexia form. So let's break this one down for you. So we've gone through clarity, and these are in this order. So now we've gone to consistency. We now move to what is the element that's needed. Well, we need to be consistent in delivering content. If you are not making at least 5 videos a week around personal brand, and the reason why it needs to be video, by the way, is because you're trying to duplicate yourself. You're trying to show people who you are, so people get to know you, like you, and trust you. If you create graphical content and all this stuff is fine, but it goes down the pecking order of, especially for brokers, we're trying to get people to hear your voice and see your face because you're cloning you. So doing that doesn't work with a Canva image or a carousel. It's not the same. It might work for some other industries, but doesn't really work for yours. And so you need to get that in your head that they are different. So being consistent with your content is viable. If no one's going to work with you if they don't know you exist, okay? So you have to get out there with your content. Then we've got to be consistent with this message. So this is the message one we talk about. Now, why is it important for the message? Realistically, if you are chopping and changing, you can get very clear on your message, but if you're chopping and changing that message, no one is going to know what you stand for. And there are people out there in the industry, in this industry and in my industry, where we don't really know what they do and we don't really know what they stand for. And they're notoriously known for changing direction. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just actually is quite bad for their brand, because they might have all good intentions, but when they're moving, that lack of consistency in what they're trying to do doesn't look good. And again, it creates an inconsistent brand image. And that's not what you want within your personal brand. So message is important. Be consistent with that. Again, consistent with your product. That was the third one. So again, once you're clear on that product, are you consistent at selling it? Similar to this one, don't try, as in similar to message, don't try and constantly change it up. If you can change your product, you can have innovation in your product for sure. That's absolutely fine. But doesn't mean that you have to change it at all costs. And really, you get good at something. The success comes with something when you do one thing for a unreasonably long amount of time, which is what I say to people when I work with them. They're like, I'm bored of this. I'm like, good. When you're getting bored, we're just starting. We have to continue to hack away at that more and more. And the reason we need to do that is because as we do that, over time, we will eventually reach success because everybody else will have given up. And that leads us on to the fourth one, which was discipline, which is exactly what we said. You need to be consistent in your discipline. You need to understand that motivation is not enough, okay? Motivation is not enough. We need to be disciplined. We need to create frameworks to allow consistency. Now, why is consistency important? Because it takes 8 to 10 interactions before someone wants to remember you. So that it'll be take about 8 to 10 interactions before someone remembers you, okay? So if you're trying to build a personal brand that's going to generate you business, 8 to 10 interactions, be that online or offline, takes around 8 to 10, roughly, obviously everyone's different, for people to know you. So if you are inconsistent, so you are consistently not you're consistently not showing up, you're inconsistent in the message, that product, then every time that person sees you, then they're not moving further down that line. And this is because if you want, what you effectively want is 8 to 10 interactions with the same message. So clarity of message, consistency of message. If you don't, then what happens is every single time people are like, by the time they get to the 10, they're like, they don't really know what this person does. Not a good idea. It's not really good for your personal brand, and definitely not for personal brand as a broker. This leads me on to the final one, which is creativity, which is the one everybody wants to know about. So what do I talk about with creativity? This is what makes you different. Now, remember, what makes you different is the word here is different. Now, this is probably the least important thing of all of them, but still very important, but it's the least. Now, why do I say what makes you different? If you are trying to follow, and I see this all the time, is that, and I've seen this all my time throughout my entire career, actually, in performing arts and everything. Everybody wants to be different, and but what they actually do is end up following the trend of what everyone else is doing. So they're like, I just want to show my personality. And so they make trending audio TikTok videos. There's nothing different about that whatsoever. There's nothing unique about that. And all that's actually happening is you're blending into everybody else. I remember I was at a college called Erdang Academy. It's where I studied performing arts. And the slogan, the actual tagline for the college is everybody individual. And what they should have put is everybody individual, brackets, as long as you wear a denim jacket, waistcoat, like it was the same style, this kind of hipstery style. So, and if you don't wear that, you're not individual, because that's too individual for the individual thing. And this is what happens all the time, is that people think they're being different. Great example of this is people who say to me all the time, I'm going to get on my soapbox of this. People go, I just want to do financial education for the children in the schools, thinking that's going to be a really good idea. No one's doing it. I'm going to hate to tell you, everyone's doing it. Everybody is doing it. And it's a stupid thing to do if you're losing it for lead generation. And let me explain why. Because everyone does it because they think, oh, I'll do it. I'll get their mortgages in the future, or I'll get their parents. First of all, what kid at 15, 16 years old is going home going, oh, I spoke to a mortgage broker today? Think. It's ridiculous. And secondly, what a kid at 15, 16 years old is going to buy a house, what, when they're maybe 30 with the average age? So then we think, okay, so we're going to do 15 years and someone's going to go, in 15 years time, you might not even be in this industry, and they might turn around and go, I need to get a mortgage now. Better go and see John, who did that presentation when I was 15 at school. No, they're not. But everybody does this because they think they're trying to be different. They think it's different, but they're not. If you're following the crowd, if you feel like it's different, start to think and ask yourself, why did you see that? Why did you think that? And if you think it because you've seen other people doing it, it's not different. So creativity is about what makes, the big one here is you, different. So a great example of this would be one of my clients, Anish Patel, who's happy for me to put him on blast for this, is that his content is really bad. Like, it's really badly edited. It's pick up the phone. It's raw. It's rough. All of his content is like that, because that's our creative pitch. His pitch and his thing was, when we worked together, I was like, I need you to just be rough. Because that's the way you are. You're very good at what you do. You're exceptional in your knowledge. You're exceptional in your execution. But you do not mess about with the frills. So we need to get that across in his content. We need to show that in his videos, he is like that. Because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get him sat in his bedroom just chatting to you. But he's going to get you £1 million mortgage, because that's what he does. And I think that this was the key thing. It wasn't, we need to upgrade your camera, your lighting, your microphones, your this. Like, none of that was needed at that point when we first started, because it wasn't. So don't get confused in the idea of thinking that quality and creativity, is in the way it looks, or in the funny videos, or in, none of that matters. What matters is how you uniquely show up in that content and you bring your personality through to that. For example, one of mine is, I am proper intense. And I make lots, my creativity comes out in the way that I my explainer videos, in the way that I try to use these like tech and stuff. I like that. I also, my personal style is educator. I don't have time for, can't be bothered with, I don't like all the fancy edits and the stuff. I like sitting down, talking to you, and having a conversation. That's my creativity. So the thing you have to look at with yourself is, what is it that's creative? If you can find the sweet spot of what makes you creative, what makes you different, there's nothing else in that. Literally is what makes you different. And that can be anything. If you are then very clear, you're clear on your message, you're clear on your image, you're clear on your product, you're then consistent on creating content and delivering that content that has a consistent message, you're consistent with that product, you're consistent with your discipline and not focusing on motivation, which is fleeting, but discipline, which makes you do it. Then when you do, on top of that, you then add creativity and you think, what is that secret sauce, the cherry on the top of the cake that makes you different? Then that is your winning combination for a personal brand as a mortgage broker. That is it. Super simple. Out of a, not once have I mentioned authenticity or all that stuff. It is all about creating a framework in which you can play in. So there you go, there you have it. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe. Got a question, ashbourne.com/question, and you can submit it to me there and I'll answer it on the show. See you later. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.